Same thing, the count, the same thing, but they are part of special training with Somali, and finally the Shirachi Pak, special training connected with Prajna, knowledge, or intelligence. So there's a line for each of these, and then one last line summing it all up. So the first line, Dak, means completely pure. Sutrim is the word for ethics, moral conduct. Then ser is gold. And sashi is like a ground. There's ground, and here it's sergi sashi, it's golden ground, golden foundation. You are stable. So you're like the stable ground. This is a praise of the Buddha, so it is describing the qualities of the Buddha and saying that his ethics is completely pure and like a stable golden ground. Because it's stable, one can base all kind of qualities of enlightenment on it. Then Tingzin is the word for samadhi, one-pointed concentration. And pa me means limitless, immeasurable. Riling, ri is like it's a mountain, and ling can either be a park or an island, depending on how it goes. Yes, must be.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The whole thing is set up as the manual of thing, where one has the sashi is the golden base of the manual. And then in the manual one has Mount Meru in the center and a ring of seven mountains around.
Why is it the four lingxi?
Ling could also be the lingxi. Subcontinents. Most likely it's that here. Then kirpa is just the word for arranged. Arranged or an arrangement. And zen is beautiful. So because of the arrangement of the mountains and continents of measureless samadhi, it is beautiful. So this is an image being used for the Buddha's samadhi as covering all cases, we could say. It's going through the whole mandala. So it's called measureless. There is no samadhi activity which Buddha does not master. And that is what makes the mandala beautiful. So it is this quality of mind that constitutes the beauty of the Buddha. Then Shero, Prajna, higher knowledge, precise knowledge, however you want to translate it. It's translated in the whole list of ways to translate this word. Some say discriminating wisdom, intelligence. Finally, maybe the Sanskrit word prajna is
best translation.
Just live like that. It captures it all.
Yeah, and it doesn't give you the feeling that you understood what's going on.
Yeah,
The disciples, the students of Trungpa Rinpoche used the Sanskrit real for me, used the Parsana for this, and I was a bit skeptical about that approach until I spent some time with him and saw how it functioned in everyday context, and it's very nice. It really acquires a deep meaning after a while, always using it in all kind of contexts. It somehow acquires a deeper meaning than using the English word. That's self-contradictory. There is a kind of blessing in the sense.
So it's also like adopting the words in the English language, right?
Yes.
And then on, I think
another one.
Yeah, then enrich the language.
Exactly. And by using it, it will become English, just like one finds these other words in the English dictionary, like carbon. So we'll just call it prajna, and that is called Nide Nam Wei Chukun Sal. So it's compared with the sun and the moon. Ni is sun, and the da is moon. And here it's in the, it's got this connected particle. What is it? Salata da. Then namwa is the word that we've been seeing as appearance. Surprise, surprise, it doesn't mean that. It means light. So the idea is that since it's the light that makes it possible for things to appear, then those two things melt completely together, appearance and light. Then Chu, we know now from studying the Chu Nong Juni Nong Ji. So I refuse to translate. Then Kun is all, and Sal is clear or luminous. Or here we might translate it, here we might translate it shines, or shines on or illuminates. So with the light of the sun and the moon of your prajna, you illuminate all phenomena. Tumcho, the Rinpoche pronounces this tumcho. Yeah, it's a nasalization for some reason. And tup is the short for tupa, muni, the capable one. One of great skill. So it's part of the Buddha's name, Buddha Shakyamuni. This is the Muni part. And Cho is supreme. Dun Kun, all forms of benefit, all aims. Drup, accomplished. La Sa Tsa Lo, we bow for. We bow in supplication to the Supreme Muni, who has accomplished all aims.
Who has to be trying to name set up?
It must be, yes. Tumcho, Dundrup is the Tibetan for Siddhartha. And they put Kun in, so it's what the Sanskrit is for all. Siddha something or something. maybe that's where the English name Arthur came from. It's from Siddhartha.
Sydney.
And Sydney also.
Siddhartha.
What does he mean?
Translate the name or leave it in the Sanskrit form. Usually one would not translate names. Otherwise, like Jim, it could derive from Jacob, it means God's helper. But if somebody rang my mother and says, God's help, I will be visiting you tomorrow. She didn't know who they were talking about. So that's a good reason for not translating names. And your own mother wouldn't recognize. We bow in supplication to the Supreme Muni, Siddhartha, who is the stable golden base of, or who has, you could say, I don't know how we want to express that, who he is or who has, or who demonstrates the golden base of completely pure ethics. Yes, for stable, that's the way I translate it. Stable, not as in the stable for a cow, but the other. Stable. And who is beautiful because of the mountain continent arrangement of his limitless samadhi. So it's poetic language. Who illuminates all phenomena with the light of his, the sun and moon of his shell. So then the next verse, Drokham, Jisi Sungwe Palchen Pu. Dro is beings. Kham, it's the word for element, or we were translating it constituents in this text because of the context. Did you catch what he said about calm? Did he relate that to Beishi Ningbo? I don't think he did. I didn't hear anything about Beishi Ningbo there, so it must be just draw calm as in the same sense that it's used in the Jinn. So then the Jisi means as long as, and Zungwa is held, and Pa is the word for warrior or hero. We have the same word in Pao, and the same Pa as in Changju Senpa. The Dao Pa, yeah. So that indicates the quality of mind, the quality of fearlessness and courageousness. And it's Pa Chin, great, the great heroic, great heroism. And Lu is in the instrumental. It's the word Lo, mind, and it's an instrumental, so it has the song. So with a mind of great heroism, which he holds or preserves, as long as there is this element of beings around, and he sangpo chupe, sangpo is good, noble, chupa is conduct, and it's in the instrumental with the sa on it. So with noble conduct, and Rinpoche said that we are talking about a bodhisattva whose conduct is good in all instances. It's not good sometimes and bad at other times. It's consistently good. Chuji Ying is the word for dharmadhatu, literally the expanse of phenomena, where Ying means expanse. And kun is all, and tam here has the sense of to fill up or pervade. So he fills the whole of the expansive phenomena through his good conduct or with good conduct. Jalwe yaptu jurchong jase su. Jalwa is the victor, which is a synonym for the Buddha. Yak is, in this case, means it's a honorific term for father. So Manjushri here is being called the father of the Buddhas, which is a way of saying that he has already reached Buddhahood. Jawa Yakta Jur Chung, even though he has become the father of the Buddhas, or he has already attained complete Buddhahood, Jase Su is his mode of activity, the form in which he shows himself is as a Jase, an heir of the victor, a son of the victor. And the term Jase is the is another word for bodhisattva. So even though he has already attained Buddhahood, his activity is in the form of bodhisattva activity. So Mawe Senge, that's one of the names of Manjushri, the one with lion-like speech. Mawa is speech, and Senge is lion. And the image of lion is used because the speech of Manjushri is fearless in all circumstances. He is fearless in explaining the Dharma, in demonstrating the Dharma in any context. So he has no fear and need to have no fear of being refuted or of not presenting reality correctly. So therefore his speech is called lion-like. Then Trime means without stain, without any imperfection. And Lodru is a word for wisdom or comprehension. And Timirumise Dekabs and Sor. So the sword here is in the imperative form and means grant or impart. So one is praying here directly to Manjushri to impart this Drime Lodru, this stainless wisdom. So one is asking for that.
Can we start from the first line?
Draw come the GC. Come the same. So we can look at this first line again. The kam in draw kam would refer something to something like areas or aptitudes. So that different beings have different kam, constitution, temperament, inclinations. So some beings have a temperament or a constitution mainly dominated desire. Some have anger as a kind of dominant trait. Some have jealousy, pride, and so on. So there are all of these various inclinations or temperaments among beings. And if one were to think of it in terms of the three realms, then this term, Drokam, would include any being in any of the three realms, any sort of a state of mind. And the Jisi, as long as, refers to as long as samsara lasts. And the Zumwa is short for Jesu Zumwa, which means to take care of, to safeguard, to look after, or keep a hold of. And the one who does this is the one is Manjushri, who has the Pachen Lu, the very heroic mind, and is called heroic because the Bodhisattva lays down the oath, or makes the solemn promise to remain within the realm of samsaric existence as long as it lasts, and until it is completely emptied out, to work for the benefit of beings. So to seriously take that kind of an oath requires tremendous heroism, courage of mind. So it's that quality which is referred to by the heroism. So that that covers that verse. So then the next verse, is addressed to the Lama, and which is said that it is addressing the Lama from the perspective of the Vajrayana. And indicates that the Lama has attained the realizations of belonging to the Chevin practices, the generation stage practices, and the Dzogchen, the completion stage practices. And one is addressing him to help one attain the same sort of realizations. So the Rikkam in the first line refers to the Sugata Garga, the Buddha nature. So Rik means in this case potential, and Kam the element, that basic element which is the Buddha nature. So Rikkam together we could maybe translate the elementary potential, which is also called seed, sabun. And that seed is matured and liberated. The word min means matured, and drun means liberated.
What was matured?
Well, as far as the construction of the sentence goes, with the sovereign, that seed of the Buddha nature is developed, and the mind stream connected with it is liberated. Mm-hmm. And the term min here refers to the empowerment. So we are speaking in a Vajrayana context, and the maturation process is started through the imparting of the empowerment. So specifically, the min refers to the abhisheka, and the drul refers to the instructions that are given in order to practice that abhisheka that has been given. Then dikasu dampa sena, dampa So the Dhamma is connected with the word Dhammak, it's the same Dhamma. So through through educating or through training terminative particle, sano, so.
But I think it's an indefinite instance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't think so.
So that can be gamo sano.
Thing is, just a unique effect.
I think that bears
that. Oh, this was the discussion. I didn't have a piece of paper at the time. I couldn't follow what they were talking about.
I think that's it. Rikkan sano mindro gam.
So this so is a misspelling. It should have a ga prefix. At the time Rinpoche was explaining this, I didn't have a piece of paper, so I had trouble following what he was referring to what. Yeah, it's not completely sure, it has to be checked. If it's so with ga prefix, then it means something like to nurture. For example, if someone is ill and you have to nurse them back to health, you use this word. So the context here is the picture of a seed. So one talks of sowing the seed. So through the whole process of having received the empowerment and the instructions to be followed in connection with that empowerment. So that is what sow, that's what nurses it or gets the seed to develop and grow until finally the fruit manifests. Then
nurture was now done.
No, so.
So.
What
so
that
kao
sao.
No, it's a misspelling. It's a printing error.
And what was the dampa?
Dampa by itself means literally to instruct or to train, and it's in the instrumental. So it's being something is being done through this instructing, right? But what is being done is the soul.
Kao sanaro sope.
It's right what we've been saying. the seed of the basic potential, or the seed of the elementary potential, is nurtured through the whole training process. Training process is dampe. Through the training process of min and drun, maturation and liberation. So then the next line is what refers to the two stages of practice in Vajrayana. Rim Nyi stands for Chirim and Zobrim. two stages, generation and completion stages. Lamji, through that path of the two stages, Logra Drima Jom. The Logra means adventitious or anything indicating that sort of an idea. Superficial would be another way to say it. What the word Logra means is that which does not belong to the essence of a thing. And since it doesn't belong to the essence, it can be removed. It's superficial to the essence or the basic nature of mind. And what is it that's superficial? It's the dhimma, the stains or the imperfections. So any sort of imperfection is unnatural. It doesn't belong to mind, and is therefore called lobur. And these adventitious stains, or these superficial imperfections, have to be joined, purified. And this is what one is praying to the Lama to help one with, to purify these superficial stains through the path of the two stages. So it's a way of saying, asking the Lama to guide one through the two stages and thereby purify the stains. Then what kind of fruit will come out of this is described in the next line, Dechen Kushi Dewa Terzepa. De is bliss, Chen great, Ku Kayas, literally is the honorific word for body, and she four. And then Drehu is fruit. Terzepa goes together to grant or to grant, impart, bestow. Bestow the fruit of the four great bliss kayas. So in general, the four kayas are the Dhammakaya, the Sambhogakaya, the Nimanakaya, and the Kaya of Great Bliss. Then the last line, Yongzin Lama, Jupar Chela, Du. Yongzin literally means completely holding, having the sense of completely guiding or taking care of, safeguarding. And it's actually used as a kind of synonym for Lama, the one who completely guides. Another synonym is Gewishin, spiritual friend, or a spiritual master. Lama, and one's own Lama also had a Lama. And that's what the word Jupa refers to. The whole lineage of Lamas going back in an unbroken continuity to the Buddha himself. So the Lama is described as Juparche, the one who has a lineage, the one who belongs to a lineage, which is one of the important characteristics of a genuine Lama. Then La, for him, do we bow. So now we have the word-by-word translation of these. Now Rinchi asks us to recite them and to learn by heart and recite them frequently.